see the little stage of the light show. Try to read your palm.
Thank you.
the psalm concerns that place between the all the phenomena of abrasion in which you feel yourself summoning. You thought that it could never happen to all these people that you became. Your body lost in all these legends. Ah, but the beast so very tame. Yes, and here, right here, between the birthmark and the stain, between the ocean body and your open vein, between the snowmen and the rain, ah, once again, once again. I mean the ones you still praise and blame. You say they chained it to your sharpened fingernails, and you climbed and you clawed the halls of fame. Ah, they're here, right here, between the peanuts and the cane, between the darkness and the shabby stage, between the hour and its lonely age. Ah, once again, once again, love calls you by your name, shouldering your loneliness like a gun you will never thank you.
philosophic propaganda is all for relativity. But there are still those who are cruel, who speak of the absolute. Even though you may muse on the Buddha and the fate of Marilyn Monroe, there still exists the absolute universe which gathers songs like this around it. Beautiful. I hope none of you succumb to the erotic qualities of this music, being as you are in such close proximity. Filled up with mosquitoes. They heard my lovely little body was free. Then I took the dust from a long sleepless night. I put it into your red dancing shoes. Then I confess that I tortured the dress that you wore for all the world to see through. He said I'd just have to quit. Then he wrote himself a prescription, and your name was mentioned in it. How that he locked himself into a library shelf with all the details of our shabby honeymoon. And I hear from his nurse that he's got much worse. Yes, in his practice it's falling into ruin. I heard the words seem to have love. I studied all night in school. He taught that the beauty of love is to tarnish the golden rule. This next is a belligerent little song meant to stabilize my position with the National Rifle Association. It has been leaked to them that I'm a bleeding heart liberal, but it ain't so. And these are my politics. Love them or leave them. There is a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. There is a war between the ones who say there is a war.
who say that there is a...
Why don't you come on back to the war that's red? Get in it. Why don't you come on back to the war that's dead? Just begin it.
Yes, I live here with a woman and a child. The situation makes me kind of nervous. Yes, I rise up from her arms. She says, I guess you call this love. I call it service.
Why don't you come on back to the wall? Don't be a tourist. Why don't you come on back to the wall before it hurts us?
Prefer the gentleman I was before. I was so easy to defeat. I was so easy to control. I didn't even know there was a war.
Why don't you come on back to the war? Don't be embarrassed. Why don't you come on back to the war?
You can still get married. A war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. A war between the left and right, a war between the black and white, a war between the odd and even.
Manifested as a young female warrior. And the abrasive and tedious daily events of existence manifested as the fire. Yeah, the flames, they follow Joan of Arc. She came right through the dark, no moon to keep her armor bright, and no man to get her through this dark, this very smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war. I like the kind of work I had before. A wedding dress or something white, yeah, to wear upon my very swollen appetite. Mm-hmm.
watched you riding every day. Something in me yearns to win. Such a cold, yet such a very lonesome heroine. And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke. Yes, I came all by myself to this very crowded place. I was looking for someone who had lines in her face. Well, I found her there, but she was past all concern. So many
then she pointed at me. Dog on her floor. She said, "Don't try to use me or slightly refuse me. Just win me or lose me. It is this that the darkness is for me."
Brown Hotel Room, 34th Street in New York City. And like the lotus, this is for you Eastern and Christian traditions, like the lotus that grows out of the mud, so the songs grow out of my hotel rooms. The darker the hotel room, the brighter the song. Yes, I love you. You can warm your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden song. Yeah, many love before us. I know we are not new. City and in forest, they smile at me and you. But now it's come to distances, both of us must try. Many love before us. I'd like to remind the management that the drinks are watered and the hat check girl has syphilis and the band is composed of former SS monsters. However, since it is New Year's Eve, it isn't, and I have lip cancer, I will place my paper head on my concussion and dance.
Says he has no friends. The river swollen up with dirty, rusty cans. And the maple leaves are burning in your promised land. And there are no letters in the mailbox. And there are no grapes upon the vine. Blame it all on him. But I saw the man in question. It was just the other night. He was eating up a lady where the lions and Christians play. And the only man of energy, your revolutionary cry. Drink 100 women just to kill an unborn child. And there are no letters in the mailbox. And there are no grapes upon the vine. And there are no chocolate.
Waste precious time in which you might be at peace with yourselves. In those 2 years when I betrayed the homeland and went to New York City, never to be forgiven by several newspaper critics, I lived at a hotel on 23rd Street in New York City, named the Chelsea Hotel, in which a great singer also spent some of her time. And often by the sad but final process of elimination, after 3 or 4 in the morning, after hamburgers at the Bronco Burger across the street, we would often fall sadly into each other's arms. There was no one else up. I learned a great deal about her spirit. She was, and she became a great singer. She snuffed it recently, but her voice lingers on in the jukeboxes. And there was something about her that was particularly refreshing. That is, her lack of ambiguity about her profession. So much of the music we hear today, the text of the songs concern the terrible ordeals of fame, success, and stardom, the trouble with jewels and expensive hotels, and all the vicissitudes of adoration. There was none of this kind of nonsense from her. She loved her audiences, and when she stopped loving them, I guess she just split. And this is a song I wrote for her. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on unmade head while the limousines wait in the street. And those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, it probably still is for those of them left. Ah, but you got away and hit into the baby. Yeah, you just threw it all to the ground. You got away and never once heard you say, I need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. I told me once again how you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, yeah, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? Yeah, you just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you. Don't need you. I don't need you, and all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I love you the best. You see, I don't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, baby, I don't even think of you that often. You know, sometimes I find to get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other that our love would surely last. You kept right on loving me, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast.
From your eyes, and I know.
free and so free. If I've got to remember, that's a fine memory. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, you never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. Yes, and leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. Ah, but now another stranger seems to want me to ignore his dreams as though they were the burden of some other. Well, you've seen that man before, his golden arm dispatching cards, but now it's rusted from the elbow to the finger, and he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Yes, he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Well, you hate to watch another tired man lay down his hand like he was giving up the holy game of poker. And while he talks his dreams to sleep, you notice there's a highway that is curling up like smoke above his shoulder. And now suddenly you feel a little older. Yes, suddenly you look a little older. Well, you tell him to come in, sit down, but something makes you turn around. The door is open, you cannot close your shelter. You try the handle of the road, it opens. Do not be afraid, it's you, my love, you who are the stranger. It is you, my love, who are the stranger. Ah, well, I've been waiting, I was sure we'd meet between the trains we're waiting for. I think it's time to board another. Please understand, I never had a secret chart to get me to the heart of this or any other matter. Well, he talks like this, you don't know what he's after. Yes, he sings like this, you don't know what he's after. Ah, let's meet tomorrow if you choose, upon the shore beneath the bridge that they're all building on some endless river.
and he needs the platform for the sleeping car. That's warm, you realize he's only advertising one more shelter. And it comes to you, he never even was that stranger. And you say, okay, the bridge or someplace later. Yes, and leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you've caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. My critics. This is for all the people who give us marks, whether that's in the cloakroom, or the classroom, or the courtroom, or the bedroom, whoever estimates our performance and judges it against some standard over which we really have no reference. To surrender, this I could not do. I took my gun and I vanished. I have changed my name so often. I've lost my wife and my children, but I've many friends. Some of them are with me. An old woman gave us shelter, kept us hidden in the gallery. Then the soldiers came. She died without a whisper, not so much as a whisper.
Very difficult to sing anonymously this time.
I would like to look at their faces.
Is there some strenuous union regulation against illuminating the audience? I don't think anyone's listening. Besides you, present company excepted. No, not brighter here. Could we just get the house lights on? Ah, thank you. A little more, please. Could you bring that down just a little bit, please? I'd like to be able to see these people here. Could you take that down just a little bit? Not brighter, no. Thank you. There's a song about that curious place where the generations seem to meet, usually on either side of a chopping block.
house was very cold. Said I've had a vision, and you know I'm strong and holy. I must do what I've been told. So we started up the mountain. I was running, he was walking, and his axe was made of burning gold. Well, the trees, they got much smaller. Yeah, the lake was like a lady's mirror when we stopped to drink some wine. Then he threw the bottle over. I heard it break 1 minute later, and he put his hand on mine. Thought I saw an eagle, but it might have been a vulture. You know, I never could decide. Then my father built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder. I guess he knew I would not hide. You build the altars now to sacrifice these children. You must not do it anymore. The scheme is not a vision, and you never have been tempted by a demon or a god. Who stand above them now? Your hatchets blunt and bloody. Ah, you were not there before. When I lay on a mountain and my father's hand was trembling with the beauty, I mean the beauty of the world. Just according to whose plan. When it all comes down to dust, I will kill you. If I must, I will help you if I can. When it all comes down to dust, I will help you. If I must, I will kill you if I can. Yes, in mercy. Mercy on our uniform. I mean the man of peace, the man of war. The peacock spreads his deadly fan.
Puts everything in perspective, you know, people moving around and looking, and the song exists in the world, it loses a bit of its armor plating. Something like working in a club when the glasses and the cash registers are going, and you know that you're not immortal. Oh God, what beauty to have.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing it now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little hut, yeah, deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I do hope you're keeping some kind of record. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her.
This song comes out of the war in the Sinai Desert.
Start again, I cry. Please, please, let me start again. Father, change my name.